Let's talk to our next guest. He was tremendous, tremendous player for the Philadelphia Flyers. Recently named the general manager of the organization. And for the first time on our show, we're happy to welcome the Flyers relatively recently hired general manager, Mr. Danny Briere. How you doing, Danny?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Danny, it is certainly our pleasure. Congrats on the job. And let's start with these first few months. What has it been like for you the first few months on the job?
It's been exciting. It's been a lot of fun. I've been a Flyer. It feels for me forever. I've lived here after my career was over as a player. I feel part of the community, and it's really exciting to have an honor to be the GM for this great franchise.
Danny, when did you first think, and maybe it was during your playing days, maybe it was in retirement, when did you first think, I think I might want to go all the way to be a GM. I might want to actually do that instead of anything else. When did it first dawn on you?
I can't remember exactly the time, but I remember as a player, I was always studying what teams were doing, what other teams were doing, what my team was doing as far as building. I was never really interested in coaching and breaking down systems. I was more excited about breaking down teams and how you build them and all that. So I knew as a player that's one thing I would certainly entertain, but you don't know if it's a realistic possibility when you're a player. I just liked doing that. And, when I retired, I got the chance to start working in the Flyers front office, more on the business side and kind of learn that side of things. And then slowly creep into the player development on the Flyers side. And all of a sudden I got the bug, and it's, to me, it's not even a job. It's, I'm talking hockey, I'm dealing and doing hockey stuff all day long. It's pretty exciting because it's been my passion my whole life.
Flyers GM Danny Briere with us. Danny, I want to play a piece of audio, and you know what's going on in the last 24 hours. Obviously not a great day yesterday for the organization.
Yeah.
And we know it's not your fault, but it's something I think it's important for you to address, having you on here today.
Yeah.
For those that didn't hear it, let's play the audio in exchange yesterday during a Zoom call, and a couple Flyers staffers jump in, including something we're going to have to bleep out, which is, in fact, an F-bomb. Danny, we'll get you to have a chance to react to this. Let's listen to the exchange yesterday during a Zoom press conference in which a Flyers player is being, Garnet Hathaway. He's being asked a question by Inquirer reporter Gianna Hahn. And this is the exchange that happens.
Hi, Garnet. I was just wondering, as a veteran with a relatively successful NHL career, what makes the Flyers who are in a rebuild state a destination that was designed?
How many times is she going
to
ask this question?
There's really a lot of things I can answer. When I look at it, it's an organization that...
All right, the two negative comments in there, both from employees of the Flyers. Danny, I know it's an uncomfortable spot for you, but let's do it. What's your reaction? What's your message to people that hear that?
Well, I think the Flyers organization were completely embarrassed by that, and it's completely unacceptable what was said there. And it's not our views. It's not what we think of the reporters, especially Gianna, who's worked extremely hard to get to where she is. So, I've reached out to Gianna myself to express my regret with what happened. I hope she's doing better today. The thing is, we want to continue to create an environment where there's respect between our staff and the media.
What's the hardest part, Danny, about changing an organization's mindset and culture?
It takes time. I think for us, it started with John Tortorella last summer with the mindset of the team, but it has to trickle through every tentacles of the organization, and it takes time. It's not done overnight, but we're working on it, and I think we're trending in the right direction. Yesterday was a tough mistake that we're all going to learn from.
How long do you expect that this rebuild will take?
It's tough to put a timeline on it. We always said from the beginning, we want to do the right thing. We want to do it the right way. The players will decide how fast this rebuild will go. But honestly, drafting Matvei Mishkov, where we know he's got three more years left to play in Russia on his contract, kind of fit that timeline. And we hopefully it's quicker than that. But we feel when he comes over, you know, the base will be solid and we can move in you know, a very positive direction where we can add a player that hopefully can be, you know, a game changer at that time. But time will tell, players will tell. We're trying to do the right way. We're not trying to skip steps and skip corners, like we've done in the past with the patchwork. So, you know, we want to make sure it's done at the base solidly before we move to, you know, being contenders.
Danny Briere here. Danny, to get Mishkov, how significant was that for you as you project the future? I mean, he is an extremely highly regarded prospect.
Yeah. We actually, you know, we had heard the rumblings at the draft that he could fall. You know, we were hopeful, but at the same time, we thought there's just smoke screen by some of the teams in front of us. We couldn't believe that a player of his talent level was still available at number 7. So when it showed up and it was our pick, we were ecstatic to have the chance to select him at number 7. And again, time will tell, but right now we're very excited about this selection.
Dan, let's go back to from the thing from yesterday. I'm just curious as it relates to moving forward. A guy like John Tortorella can be extremely ornery with the media. I mean, more than most. Does this almost undercut his usual approach? Do you have to talk to him and say, hey, Torts, I know what your style normally is, but now we're saying we can't be like that? How do you, as the general manager, handle that with him?
Well, first of all, I don't think Torts has been disrespectful in swearing, you know, at some of the reporters. I think Torts is demanding of himself. He's demanding of his players, and he's demanding of the reporters as well. But he always does it in, you know, a certain way where there's that respect is still there. I know he can be direct and to the point, and sometimes it offends people, but. As far as we know, like so far, he's walking that line. He's competitive, you know, after games, he doesn't want to deal sometimes with some of the questions that are coming his way. But we're constantly talking and trying to, you know, make him realize too, that they're also doing their job just like he is.
Danny, next year, is it fair to say the team will probably take some lumps, that it's going to be a difficult year? And that you're trying to bridge to the future, and it's going to be tough for some. I mean, is that fair to say? Accurate?
It's very possible. Yes. You know, we've said along that we're going to let our young players play and develop. We did it with the forwards last year. You know, guys like Tippett, Frost, and Cates, and especially those guys. You could add Konechny. Really had breakthrough seasons last year. So. You know, and Farabee's going to be better after what happened to him last year. We want to have the chance to do a little bit of the same thing now with the defensemen. You know, let the guys like York, Zamula, Adard, Emil Andre had a wonderful development camp last week. So we want to see what our young guys have on defense as well. And, yeah, there's nights where it might be tough, but we're still going to compete. And that's the thing, you know, we don't believe in tanking. We want to build the right culture where the guys are playing hard every night, but there might be nights where it's a little tougher.
Danny, final thing here, as you sort of embark on, you know, what hopefully will be a long stay for you and the organization being successful, you know, as you get there eventually, hopefully. I'm just curious, your sort of network of support, you know, I remember a few years ago, Howie Roseman, he ran into a tough spot in his career and he started reaching out to general managers in different leagues and got information on all sorts of stuff about the management of an organization.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you lean on for, hey, I'm new at this, but I want to be great. I want to do it for a long time. Who's in your corner to help guide you?
Well, there's so many of them. People that I've played with over the years, people that I've played for over the years. And Key Jones, I would say, is probably at the top of the list. You know, Jonesy has been around the league, has so many contacts. That, you know, he's been really helpful there, breaking barriers, getting in touch with different guys. You know, and there's also a few GMs around the league that I've known really well, before starting this job that have kind of taken me under their wings as well. So, I've been really fortunate, with that. And, you know, we have a lot of guys in the organization that have been ex-GMs or have been around that can help me with certain situations.
Danny, good luck to you, man. I know it's going to be a bit of time here, perhaps, to really get back to the old level of excellence. But if the squad eventually can put out there what you put out there as a player, then better days certainly lie ahead, and we hope that is the case in the years to come.
Well,
thank you, Dan.
I really appreciate that, and I hope our fans see that you know, some nights there it might be tough, but our guys are going to compete hard and they're going to play hard for them.
Awesome. Thanks, Danny. Good luck to you, man.
Thank you, guys.
All right, there he is, Flyers general manager Danny Briere. You know, 2010, last time they made the Cup, long time ago.
Yeah.
So we're all, and that's the thing about this, you know, it's going to be 2 years, 3 years, whatever it's going to be. It's like you're asking fans to wait a few more years. On one hand, and I think it's the important hand, it's the right way to go.
I think kind of the only way for them at this point.
Do it the right way. On the other hand, it's going to be a tough 2 or 3 years.
To your point, added on, compounded by the last 10 years.
I'll just say this, and then one call. I had lunch with my nephew yesterday, 17 years old. I said to him, I said, when you and your friends are talking, you're at school, you're talking sports. I said, give me the pecking order. I knew it was going to be one or the other first. I said, is it basketball or is it football first? He said it can go either way. He said, that's close. He said, probably a little bit more football, but there's a lot of basketball. I said, baseball third? He said, absolutely. I said, is hockey fourth? And he was silent. And he thought about it.
Soccer ahead
and
of
he actually didn't even truly answer. He never said what's fourth. Here's what he said. You ready? 17 years old. He said, hockey? Non-existent.
Wow. Oh,
that's what the Flyers have to contend with. The 17-year-old who was four when the Flyers were in the Cup and they've stunk for almost his entire life, non-existent. That's what Danny Briere, Keith Jones, John Tortorella, and by the way, people on the national level with hockey, including the commissioner, Gary Bettman, that's what they got to get going. I mean, come on now.